Okay, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and joining us now on the ticket hotline from the Combine in Indianapolis is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning.
Good to be with you up here at the site of one of the most famous school shootings of all time, Combine.
No. That was Columbine in Denver. You're at the Combine in
totally
Indianapolis.
Okay, all right, gotcha. I was wondering why I didn't see any schools around here. Okay, makes sense.
Wow. So you are, you're front and center. I did it, George. You're actually evaluating college talent up there.
I am.
Because you're the GM.
That's exactly right. And I'm basically here trying to find a quarterback so I don't have to pay Dak Prescott $40 million a year. I'm kidding, and I'm smiling when I say that, but I'm not. Totally not.
But you are.
Totally not kidding.
That'd be big news if you came away from this draft with your new starting quarterback.
Wouldn't that be great?
I don't know if it'd be great, but it'd be big news.
It would be great. I'm looking for a miracle. I need another one of them.
Who was a miracle?
Tony Romo. Tony Romo was a miracle. And you know, you can kind of say Dak Prescott was a miracle too.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, just a miracle I don't want to pay $40 million for.
Well, hey, the CBA's going through there. You're going to have plenty of money to spend.
We are. We're going to have lots of money, but I don't like spending money. I like collecting money.
Yeah, well.
I like having lots of money because I like buying helicopters and big old yachts.
Yeah, you've collected a lot of money over the years, billions.
That's right. And that's what I like to do. I like to be a rich person. I don't like to be a successful football person.
I think you can be both. I think you can do both.
I know. And when I bought the Cowboys all them years ago, that's exactly what my goal was, to be a rich person and a successful football person. So far, I only get credit for one of those things.
Yeah, I guess we should congratulate you. Yesterday was 31 years, marking the anniversary of you buying the team.
Can you believe it?
No.
It's been 31 years since I had dinner at Mia's with Jimmy and whatever wife he was dragging around at the time.
Okay.
And you know what? It seemed like it was just yesterday and 31 years ago that happened.
Yeah, it pretty much was.
It pretty much exactly was.
It's the exact timeline, yes.
That's right. Could you hold on while I'm interrupted mid-sentence as we run a Mike Bloomberg ad?
Sure.
Are you guys getting tired of those yet?
Well, we're hearing a lot of
yeah.
them.
That's all you do is hear Mike Bloomberg ads. I remember that night 31 years ago at Dad Mia's with Jimmy and that whatever wife he had. Mm-hmm. I remember I got bad diarrhea that night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that night. And I spent half the night on the can and the powder bath trying to cough to cover the sound of the more violent projections of my So Gene would still think I'm sexy. I didn't want her to know. Isn't that cute and funny?
That's kind of cute.
Kind of cute and funny, but I took over the team, won 3 Super Bowls. I was all about jocks and socks, and I still am about jocks and socks.
Yeah, you're still the GM of this team.
Just this morning, I went to the locker room here at the Combine and sniffed the jocks, trying to determine which ones I need to put in the water.
Oh, Jerry.
It's tradition. I love it.
Tradition.
Yep, that's right. Roosevelt's up here with me. I brought Roosevelt, and I brought Charlotte.
That's it.
Those
you didn't bring your scouting department? They're not up there?
I didn't bring the scouting department. I don't need them to. They can't tell me anything I don't already know.
Your new coach? You didn't bring him?
No. He's my scouting department.
Oh.
Roosevelt and I did a lot of scouting for talent last night. We had 3 strip clubs and 2 Hooters.
Yeah, you need to be looking at football talent, though.
And Charlotte and I did an open mic night last night. We sang Misbehaving from the Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, that's great.
How fun.
And that's right. I tell you, that's my life story. I remember I used to get in trouble for running around the house with a pickle in my mouth. That's one of the lines from the song there.
Yeah.
But I love coming up here to the Combine just to get away from the rest of my family.
Is that why you go?
That's exactly why I go. I don't come up here for football at all.
I guess we probably should have known that.
Get away from Gene and them kids. I tell you, I can't stand being around them.
Don't say that. That's family.
It's not. You can't put it all on me. I mean, in the past few years, as Gene's box wine habit has gotten a little more stout and robust, I've been having to do most of the child caring, and it's great to get a little me time. Get away from basically Gary Jr. and Steven. Those are the ones I don't like.
Well, everybody does like need all, me I like, time.
I like all my kids, except for Steven and Jerry.
Stop
That's
that.
That's two-thirds of them.
You spend a lot of time with them. They help run the team.
Let's just say I wouldn't be totally devastated if the coronavirus came in here and wiped out a few of my family.
All right. Don't say that. Come on.
Not kill them, you understand. Just make them sick to where they have to be away from me for a while.
Okay. Put them in quarantine.
That's right. That's right. Where's that?
Well, that's what you are if you're sick.
I've never heard that word in my life. There's no way that's a word.
Yeah, that's a word.
There's no way. What did you say? Quarantine?
Y'all may call it quarantine in Arkansas. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, quarantine.
Yeah, quarantine.
Sure, I've heard that word. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was talking about.
But I want the Cowboy fans to be rest assured. Jerry's up here in the Indianapolis, and I'm getting her done. I'm scouting all these players out. I'm going to get us some good players up here, and I'm going to come back to Dallas, and I'm going to win us another Super Bowl.
Okay.
Man, that sounds like a plan. We need good players.
And if I don't, so what?
Whoa. Still got money.
I still collected a lot of money, and I still can ride around the world in my helicopter and my yacht. Good morning.
See you, Jerry. That's Jerry from Indianapolis, the NFL Combine. 847 on the ticket. Up next, we're going to talk to one of the new Rangers, the guy who's going to be occupying third base. Todd Frazier, the Todd father, joins us next from Spring.